Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Stevie Ray. This came up on the program, I believe it was late on Friday during Festivus Friday, if I'm not mistaken, and we now have the story. We told the caller, hey, be honest, we don't know anything about it. Give us some time to look into it. So we have. And here is the story. It's from the Topeka Capital Journal. Some dumpsters at Lou McGinnis-owned apartment buildings in Topeka were still overflowing with trash today, while an attorney for Eucalyptus LLC assured Topeka City Council members the issue has already been resolved.
Yeah, by the way, that today was last Monday.
Last Monday. Thank you. It is not a problem anymore. There are new dumpsters, said Frederick Redwine during last Tuesday's council meeting. They are picked up 2-3 times a week. There is no more trash problem. But on Monday of last week, a week ago today,
are we sure about that?
A reporter for the Topeka Capital Journal visited the same 5 properties that it had visited in December when residents complained of massive piles of trash and inconsistent emptying of dumpsters. 2 still had dozens of trash bags, boxes, and other items covering the ground around the overfilled dumpsters, while rubbish at a 3rd site was being cleaned up by an employee. Now, it's our understanding that this Lou McGinnis owns 70% of the apartments in Topeka.
Can a city allow that?
He lives in Oklahoma.
Knowingly. And is this one of those cases where just slowly, like in a game of Monopoly gone awry, he just started buying up properties and no one noticed until it became 70%? And by the way, the city has labeled him a repeat offender as of Friday. And he could be fined, I think I saw $9,000.
Says here in this story, he's also been, the company has been criminally charged.
Well, one of the issues legally is that if, in fact, the trash is picked up, and I don't know that I agree with that, the city sent its work crews to clean up all of the properties. It's not like he addressed this. The city sent work crews to clean up the properties. And they are now going to try to get money back from him for the cost of that cleanup.
So what is the problem? He's just not paying for trash pickup?
Correct. He stopped paying the Deffenbaugh or Waste Management.
Yeah, whatever it is in
Topeka. Pick whatever company is local there. He stopped paying that bill. They stopped coming to collect the trash.
Because normally if you live in a neighborhood, you own a house, for example, in a neighborhood where there is no HOA, the trash is looped into your water bill
sure. More
often than not. But how do you do that with an apartment complex? I mean, the tenants can't, I'm going to pay 1/100th because there's 100 apartments.
Right.
And so you would think the apartment complex owner would then have to pay the trash bill. You would put that into the rent.
Yeah, it was factored in at my last apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a separate line item, and it was the same every single month, and it was for, quote, waste management.
So the owner, by the way, through his company, has filed a separate lawsuit against the trash collection service. He says they breached their contract and then defamed his company by lying about who's at fault for trash collection.
How do you solve this?
I don't know. Because you still have to continue paying rent. You still, you as a tenant, you have financial obligations that aren't just going to go away.
Mm-hmm. Do you put a limit on the percentage of apartments in any one city that somebody can own?
Yes.
70 is too high?
Yes.
Well, now, how do you go about making those rules? Because we know of a number of families who, obviously those families then own companies, but families here in Kansas City who own series of apartment buildings.
The other issue is the unscrupulous slumlords or owners, Scott, would just start coming up with new LLCs and put them right. in different names.
Great
and it would
point.
Be hard to track who owns what.
Great point. And wasn't there a Star story several years ago that there is one business or family in Ohio?
Ohio has a huge number of our properties here.
And it's a small town of like 5,000 people. And there's a family there or a company, and they own hundreds of, dare I say, slumlord properties here in Kansas City.
Oh, it's thousands, actually. And they they even traced back. There's four different companies, one of them being that Ohio company, that own a large percentage of the rented houses here in the metro.
If you're curious how long this went on, the trash company is called LRS. They say LRS stopped picking up the trash around Thanksgiving. He says LRS, the trash company, then refused multiple times to start up again, and that's because there's a back and forth between the trash company and the ownership group of these apartments. But just think, from Thanksgiving all through the Christmas holiday season,
no,
and then several weeks into January, there's been no trash pickup.
It says here, the company's lawsuit described the situation as an accumulation and unsafe overflow of trash, with unsanitary conditions affecting about 40 of its different properties in the city of Topeka. Eucalyptus, that is Lou McGinnis's company, Eucalyptus has been criminally cited by the city of Topeka due to LRS's breach. And they argue, LRS argues, we stopped picking up the trash because we believe he's looking for another vendor.
Mess.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dave and Lennox and the others, hang tight. We do have an open line if you want to grab it, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.